Magic 931's Brooke and Bob.
Another surprise last night on Australian Survivor, Bob. Simon was eliminated and he joins us on the line this morning. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. The surprises just keep coming this season, don't they?
Oh my gosh, it's been full on and flat out. Last night, though, you were completely blindsided. You had two immunity idols and you were still eliminated. It's an Australian Survivor first. How does that feel?
There's a lot to wrap my head around. I think heartbreaking is definitely the first thing that comes to mind. But after watching it back and just watching it, how well orchestrated that blindside was. I mean, as a fan of the show myself, I mean, I can't be mad. Like that was pretty epic to watch it go down and be part of it.
You've got to respect that, sure. Do you have a bit of an eye on that side of things now? Has it changed your perceptions of certain people?
Yeah, yes and no. Like, you have to... Like, it's all well and good to see that, you know, people were out for me. And turns out that my archetype being the alpha was actually doomed from the start. There, you know, the alpha always has a really nice target on their back to be able to pull back down to earth. And it's a really tough social situation to be playing from. And you just have to manage that threat level and those relationships as best you can.
Yeah, definitely. And looking back on that and how it all sort of played out, does that mean that you would do something differently next time, or are you happy with the way you sort of went in and portrayed yourself?
Play an idol, but like, I definitely do that differently.
Yep, fair enough.
But no, like, I was really proud of the way that I held myself. Like, I went into there to really enjoy the experience and just lap it up as the fanboy that I am. I wanted to play hard and play fair and just be a good human. And I really feel like sticking to those morals guided me through a really difficult game. And, you know, I backed myself and I, you know, had to make some really difficult calls on the way through, and I think I executed that pretty well in a through a pretty precarious minefield.
Yes,
it's a good lesson to take back from it. Can you still watch the show after you've seen the other side of things?
Oh, mate, I love this show. Like, yep. It is the toughest show on in the world, and I'm so privileged and grateful to be a part of it and to actually have a shot at it in the first place. So, yeah, I can't wait to watch the second half of this season. It's actually really cool because now I get to sit back as the super fan and, you know, and watch, you know, half a game of Survivor and see how it all goes down and watch those guys work their magic and tear each other apart.
Yeah, absolutely. And just quickly on that, who do you want to see win now that you're out, Simon?
I would have loved to see a Brawn win, but, you know, that's kind of dead to me now. Mm-hmm. I would have loved to see a Challenge Beast win, but, you know, so maybe like Emmett, but
yeah.
I hope that Danny either goes the distance or I hope that she fails like pretty early on now. I hope that, like, that was the wrong move for her or the right move for her to be making.
Yeah, fair enough too. Well, Riverland, you can catch Australian Survivor Brains versus Brawn Sunday, Monday and Tuesday at 7:30 on Channel 10. Simon, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
No worries. Thanks for having me.